1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.
We might spend the next several minutes speaking terribly far back. This is because of my studio guests. I've got Lisa Kreisky and Carl Parker with me. We're going to be finding out all about the 39 steps. You will know this. Some of you will know this, obviously, as a Hitchcock film. However, Carl Parker, that's not what you are bringing to the Gaiety stage, is it?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, it was a play adapted by Patrick Barlow, but it is based on the Hitchcock film.
Yeah.
But it's turned into a comedy spy thriller. So it's
when
not
you say it's based
drama.
On, it's the characters, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So how does it work?
So it was originally done as a novel by John Buchan, I think just 1919. It was based on the First World War. Then Hitchcock did the film, it was released in 1935. And he updated it for the sort of Second World War, even though the Second World War hadn't happened. It still has references to the Nazis and so on and the coming war.
Foreshadowing.
That's a bit scary, isn't it?
And then it was turned into a comedy by Patrick Barlow, late 90s, and it had a huge run in the West End from around 2006 for a few years.
I mean, it's an interesting thing to turn into a comedy.
Yeah, exactly. So it has the Hitchcock spine through it. It's still his thriller-esqueness, like the genius that he was for filming, but Patrick Barlow has made it so that the actual stagecraft of it is very inventive and very funny.
Well, we've got Lisa with us as well. When you say inventive and funny, it's a heck of a challenge for you on the stage, isn't it? Explain why.
Well, it certainly is. We've got four actors playing between them over 50 characters, is it? Something like that. Anyway, we haven't counted them, I'm going to be honest, but it feels like 100 different characters. I myself play three. Carl plays one, so you can imagine how many the other two play.
I'm intrigued to know how you do this as a stagecraft kind of approach, because do they all have very, very different accents and different ways of speaking so that you can flick between them all? How do you get your brain around them?
Yeah, well, for me, I go at it from a physicality point of view as well. So each character has a different physicality, a different voice. I mean, there are different accents, but I think that even when you're doing two different characters with the same accent, you can still change their voice and their intonation. And it's really fun because, I mean, the lovely thing about working with Carl and Colin, I always find, is that they allow you to play and to find different things in rehearsals and complete free range of whatever you want to do. And sometimes it can get a bit out of hand. But it's great. The end result is great fun.
You did say off air that you spent a lot of time laughing.
Yes. Well, that's just Carl's face. I've worked with Carl.
She does love you, Carl.
Yeah, I do. Endlessly. Carl and I have been friends since we were kids. And now I'm very fortunate that I get to work with him a lot. He keeps wheeling me out for stuff. But it's lovely because I know Carl and I trust him on stage, and it means that I can allow myself to be quite free with whatever I'm doing. But the downside of that is he's a very funny man. So sometimes there's a lot of sort of romantic moments in this show, and I'm going to have to do them with my eyes closed. I can't look at him without laughing.
I don't know how I just do that, especially when it's your friend and you have to be romantic with your friend. I mean, my goodness, that must just be so awkward. But I know that you will manage it wonderfully.
It's great. It's great fun. And yeah. I mean, even in those moments when we are laughing hysterically, we're finding moments that we hope that the audience will also find funny.
Yeah.
Because if it's making us laugh and we've done it 100 times, it's sure to make the audience laugh as well.
Well, you do have some previous on this, Carl, because this isn't the first time you've done this here.
Yeah, we actually did it in 2012, so I mean 13 years ago. And Lisa and I are doing the same characters as previous, and we have two new guys, Ben Hines, who people may remember from Father Ted, who played Father Ted, who's a brilliant, and he's been over, did Cinderella. We was with the Two Ugly Sisters in Cinderella 2018. And Dave Shaw, who's done quite a lot of stuff with us over the years. So kind of half, 50% new cast, and ourselves still doing the same roles. But yeah,
and you're playing
Richard Henney.
Yeah. So do you get to speak like this a lot?
I do. And the good thing for me is I only have one character, so I don't have to flip between the two.
Well, that makes it too easy.
Not so you just literally in every single thing, the whole thing revolves around his character. So there's no break for this man.
Yes, he's, but you were like Shirley Valentine, so you know what that was like.
Yeah,
so, you know, you win. Exactly. With your different characters, Lisa, do any of you ever actually have to interact with your other characters on stage?
Yes, not so much myself and Carl, but the two... In the script, they're called the two clowns because they flip between so many different characters. But yes, at one point, I think that... Dave's character is he's one of the heavies, like the gangsters, and he's talking to his little old man, little old Scottish man self, and it's brilliant. Dave does a great job of it. It's great fun. It's great fun to watch, and it's great fun to watch it develop during rehearsals as well. But as for me and Carl, I mean, we did it 13 years ago. I mean, that's a long time.
You're
in
not
between
really
shows.
Remember,
I don't remember what I did last time. So for me, it's a completely different show. I can't remember.
Well, Carl, we should probably give people a kind of a rough idea of the story itself. I mean, can you give us a little kind of précis of what they can expect?
Yeah, basically, Richard Hannay finds himself as the unassuming hero of the story, and he finds himself bang in the middle of this spy story that Annabella Schmidt encounters him at the theatre, and then she has to come back to his house, and he just lets her come back. And then there's the heavies outside. She unfortunately gets murdered, and then Hannah is on this journey all the way up to Scotland to try and all the way up to Scotland to try and prevent this secret being taken out of the country to the Germans, so that our air ministry, the defence is still intact if there was an invasion, so to speak. So then he encounters all these different characters along the way, and it's just a rip-roaring fun process to get to the end of trying to stop this, to foil the plot.
The secret getting out of the country.
The secret getting out of the country. Oh, yes, I love it. That's, that's one of your accents, obviously, because you get to be her, don't you?
I get to be Annabella Schmidt, yeah. And it's lovely, actually, because I have a lot of ancestry on that side. So I've been able to kind of remember my Auntie Gertie, who was fabulous. And so I'm trying to, obviously, not recreate Auntie Gertie because she was a lovely old lady. But Annabella Schmidt, trying to remember her sort of intonation stuff, which was great fun. But yeah, she's great fun to play, Annabella. Who doesn't want to play a sexy German spy?
Well, exactly. Who doesn't? I mean, I'd not previously thought of it, I have to say, but you never know.
You will
Maybe
now.
I should add it to my list of my bucket list of things to do. Well, who will this suit then, Carl, from the point of view of kind of audience? Who is it for?
Everyone. I mean, you can argue it's geared towards a family, so even kids would enjoy it because it is. There's a lot of slapstick humour in, lots of physical comedy. Lots of inventive comedy. So, for example, a car is made out of four chairs and someone throws on the steering wheel. It's that kind of thing. So it's very innovative of its time. And I just think it's good fun for the all ranges.
Oh, it sounds brilliant. So when is it on?
It's on next Thursday from the 27th through to the 29th. And tickets available through the usual channels of villagaiety.com and box office 600 treble 5.
It's going to be well worth going. And I have to say, you all have a very particular way of doing things. You like to kind of cram everything in at the last minute, don't you? So how long have you been rehearsing for so far?
We started on Sunday. we started on Sunday. And it opens a week tomorrow. So
it just brings the energy.
It
brings the energy, doesn't it? You know?
Do you know what? I think that I enjoy doing a week's rehearsal and then putting the show on because I find it more immersive. Mm-hmm. So you're actually like in the rehearsal rather than doing a little bit, going home, living your life. Like, this is our life.
It does sound like it, because you have essentially come into the studio and for the past half an hour, we have basically been speaking to each other like this for the entire half an hour. So I feel like you're living your characters. It's a wonderful thing. So 39 Steps. It's going to be hilarious, isn't it? It's going to be great fun. We wish you all the very best with it. We're going to give tickets away a little bit later, so I'm not going to give away the actual competition yet. We'll do that a little bit later on, but it's going to be fun, isn't it, a competition to win tickets for this. So if you want to win a pair of tickets today and tomorrow and Friday and Monday and Tuesday as well, then do stay tuned for that one. In the meantime, best of luck to you and the rest of the cast as well. Break legs, but also don't, but do, but don't. You know what I mean. Anyway, have an awesome time with 39 Steps. Many thanks, Carl and Lisa.
Thank you very much.
Lisa, I don't know if you remember what song I said we were going to play, but I wanted you to introduce it in an accent.
Smash Mouth All Star.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Okay, can you do it for us in your best far back?
Of course. Introducing Smash Mouth All Star.
Wonderful, thank you. Somebody.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.